Welcome to the first edition of our Bible study. We shall be reading from the book of John, chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. According to the scriptures, we are made aware that the Word of God was with God from the beginning. Our Lord Jesus Christ is referred to in the Bible as the Word of God. I will give you a reference in the book of Revelation, chapter 19, verse 13. The Bible calls Him the Word of God. Furthermore, the Bible emphasizes that without our Lord Jesus Christ in the beginning, nothing will have been made. A lot of you struggle with His Word on so many occasions. So many Christians struggled with the fact that our Lord Jesus Christ is also God. The reason being, over the years, people have not sat down to actually think what the scriptures are saying or allow the Holy Spirit to minister to them. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. If the Bible says the Word was God, you either believe the Bible in its entirety, or you don't believe it at all. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In other words, the Word spoken by God, which is God, is also Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I say that again, the Word that was spoken by God in the beginning was God, and God is Jesus Christ. You say, wait a minute. What are you saying, Apostle Michael? Now, how do you justify a man? What does it mean to justify a man? How do you tell who a man is? It is not about what the man wears. It is not how the man looks. Because anybody can buy any clothing, any expensive gear, any expensive trousers and shoes, and pretend as if they are important. But that's not how you know who a man is. You know a man by the word of his mouth. If somebody was to say to you, how do you know Apostle? What do you know about me? What would you say? The only thing you can say is, I've had him preach about our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's as far as I'm concerned, he's a child of God. All that's may differ from your own opinion, but the only way you can justify me is by the words of my mouth. In other words, I am the word that I speak. I say that again, I am the word that I speak, including you. You are the word that you speak. If somebody was to say to me, do you know Mr. Peter? I would say, yes. How do you know him? I know Mr. Peter as a very clever man based on what he says. And that's the only way you can justify a man. Now, going back to the scriptures, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, he's saying to you from the very beginning, Jesus was the Word spoken. I will take you to where the scripture says that, so we have a clarity. From the very beginning in the Bible, apart from the book of John, I take you back to Genesis chapter 1, from verse 3, from verse 1 to 3. From the very beginning, a lot of us have forgotten the book of Genesis. We run into New Testament. But the New Testament is the continuation of the Old Testament. From the very beginning of the Bible, isn't that amazing? That from the very beginning, the first line, the Bible brings to our attention who the Lord Jesus Christ is, and that Jesus Christ has been in the picture from the very beginning. It will shock you that the Holy Spirit also was in the beginning, from the very beginning of these scriptures, this Bible. From the very beginning, in Genesis chapter 1, from verse 1 to 3, we shall have a look at it. But this mystery has been hidden from a lot of people. But today, as you and I speak, I pray that the Lord Jesus Christ will open your eyes and enlighten your darkness and bring the knowledge of the hidden mystery to understanding. Let us look at what the Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. I read. Genesis chapter 1, from verse 1 to 3. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep, upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from darkness. God called the light day, and for darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Now, looking at Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, it said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So, in other words, to understand this scripture in Genesis, it said, from the very beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. If you accept that with me, that God, in verse 1, Genesis chapter 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Full stop right there. I want you to understand that God created the heaven and the earth. Verse 1 of Genesis chapter 1. And he went further to say, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Second, the second verse is saying to you, though God created the heaven and the earth in verse 1, but coming into verse 2, something happened in there. And what happened was, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Can you see now, the Bible is beginning to introduce the Holy Spirit into the scene. Now, a lot of you will say, what is the Holy Spirit going to do with the Spirit of God? In the Bible, you find that the Bible interchanges and uses the Spirit of God or the Holy Spirit in the New Testament to be the same. It's the same Spirit. The Spirit of God and the Holy Spirit of God, they are two of the same kind. They are one, indivisible. The Old Testament will use Spirit of God. The New Testament will use Holy Spirit. Now, in this situation, the Bible is saying to us, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. In other words, after God created the heaven and the earth, it was void. It was not good. It had no form. There was darkness everywhere. Nothing was looking good at all. God was not happy about it at all. And the Bible says, the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep, upon the face of the waters. In other words, the Spirit of God was saying, God, put me to good use. He was moving around majestically because he could see what God did, that God was not happy about it. And suddenly, God said, let there be light, and there was light. Jesus now come to the picture. Remember, God spoke. God said, let there be light, and there was light. So God said, let Jesus come into the scene from the very beginning. Can you see? A lot of you, maybe you maybe you're from another religion and you're listening to me, or somebody passes over to you. Now, there's something for you to ponder upon. The Bible mentioned God in verse 1. In verse 2, God mentioned the Spirit of God. In verse 3, God mentioned the light. And if you remember our passage in the book of John chapter 1, from verse 1 to 5, you see, Jesus Christ was the life of the world and is the light of the world. In other words, at the creation, Jesus was the light that brought life. Remember in verse 1 of Genesis, the Bible says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And in verse 2, it said the earth was without form and void. In other words, there was nothing at all. Everything was all over the place. God was not happy about it. How did I know that? Because the Bible said, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. So what happened was, the moment God spoke his word, Holy Spirit was also in there, because the Bible made sure everyone was to see. I said, the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. God, the Spirit of God, and one person to add to it. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. So God spoke the word into existence, because he wasn't happy with the first creation that he did. Now he has to call again and speak again his word. And what was his word? His word is life and light. The same thing the Bible said to us in the book of John. If I can take you back there quickly. He said to us in the book of John, he said, verse 4, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Remember that in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 4. He said, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Remember, Jesus is being referred to as the life and the light of men. The same Jesus was spoken about in Genesis. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. In other words, God called Jesus into him, which was light. He said, Jesus, bring light. And how did he call him? He spoke the word. And that's the reason why John the Apostle says to us, Jesus is the word of God. And he said, in the beginning was the word. He was referring to Genesis, that from the beginning of the creation of the earth, Jesus and the Holy Spirit and Almighty God were all together in one. For those of you who like to argue about Jesus, about Holy Spirit and God not being one, go back to book of Genesis, chapter 1, from verse 1 to 5. Because it tells us clearly, God created the heaven and the earth. And something happened along the way. God was not happy with it, because it was void. There was no comeliness inside the situation, the Bible will say. There was nothing in there. And God has to call our Lord Jesus Christ by speaking his word. And like I said to you before, your word is who you are. I can only tell who you are by the things that you say. Not what you wear, not what you eat. Because what justifies you as a man is your word. And that's what I can take anyway and tell people of who you are. So the Bible tells us Jesus is the light of the world. And him, there's no darkness. And we can see in the book of Genesis, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. In other words, saying, Lord Jesus, come, because you are the light of the world. I need you to come and bring light. And the moment life came, he said, and God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. So you can see, for you to really understand what the Bible is saying in the book of John chapter 1, verse 1 to 5, You have to understand what the Bible is saying in Genesis. Remember in Genesis, it said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. In other words, there was nothing after God spoke the word. He wasn't happy about what he saw. And what did he do? He said there was somebody beside him, the Spirit of God. Two people. God first and the Spirit of God. Remember I said in the beginning God created. God has already created. But when it comes to verse 2, what did he say? And he said, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of waters. So the Spirit of God was moving upon the face of the waters. But God spoke the word first. But when God saw it, it wasn't good. And God said, he spoke his word, saying, let there be light. And there was light. And John the Apostle is referring now in the book of John, saying, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Can you see that now? Say, in the beginning was the Word. Because how did God create the heaven and the earth? He spoke the Word. The first time he spoke the Word, heaven and earth were created. And he had a look, and he said, the heaven and earth were void. There was nothing in there. And the Bible said the Spirit of God was hovering, was upon the surface of the waters, waiting. So the Spirit of God was in there, and God was in there, and God now said, Jesus, I need you to come. How did I know that? Because the Bible says to us in the book of John, he said, in him, verse number 4, chapter 1, book of John chapter 1, verse 4, he says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Now, if you look at verse 5 in the book of John, and let's go quickly to Genesis. Similarly, I want you to go to Genesis. Also, look at verse 5 in Genesis. He said, and God called the light day, and the darkness called night, and the evening and the morning was the first day. Can you see that? In John, he separated the light from darkness. He said it. And coming back again, in Genesis now, what Genesis and the book of John has actually opened our eyes to resolve the problem that a lot of people have in terms of knowing that Jesus is God. From the very beginning, he said, let there be light. And there was light. And John knew that. And he said, what did he say? He said, verse 4, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Remember, the reason why God called for light was because the place was dark. There was darkness upon the face of the earth. There was no light. Nothing was going on. There was no life. So God called, let there be light. And there was light. And the Bible says in Genesis, God was happy with the light. The same thing the book of John is saying to you, that this same Jesus Christ, he is the light of the world, and in him there is no darkness, and whosoever shall follow him shall never walk in darkness, but walk in the light of life. I will bring you to the verse that it says that. But I just want you to understand, for a lot of people today, you can read these scriptures over and over again, unless our Lord Jesus Christ open your eyes and the Holy Spirit gives you the understanding, you will not be able to tell. You will not know. You'll be reading like a storybook. And that's sometimes when I see people that say, I've read the Bible 100 times. I say, really? Yes, indeed. And I said to you, can you tell me what the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 3 says? They can't tell me. But in there is loaded. In there, the Bible tells us from the beginning. Our Heavenly Father God was in there. The Spirit of God, which is the Holy Spirit, was also in there. Our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world, and the Word of God, was also in there. Can you see now that Jesus Christ is God? A lot of people will ask him, show me where in the Bible that it says Jesus is God. Now, I refer you to Genesis. Please, from now on, don't be timid. Don't be afraid of them. take them back to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, and show them where the Bible says God created heaven and earth. First verse. Second verse. It talks about the Spirit of God was also in there. Third verse, he brought the Lord Jesus Christ. He spoke the word because the Bible says he is the light of the world. And in his light, there's life. So can you see now? The Apostle John was trying to teach us something, trying to open our eyes, that this our Lord Jesus Christ that was crucified, he is God. I will stop here for a little while and I'll continue next time with interpretation. May the Lord bless you as you ponder upon these passages in Jesus' name. Amen. Before we start with interpretation of the book of John, chapter 1, verses 1 to 5, and Genesis, chapter 1, verses 1 to 5, I would like to point out that the reason why God spoke twice was to teach us about life and how to create things. Remember, our God hath made everything beautiful in his time. He can do everything and all things. He created everything for his own good. Now, let us examine how relevant the two scriptures that we discussed above are to our lives. If you remember earlier in our reading of Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 5, the Bible brought to our attention that God created the heaven and the earth twice. The first time he spoke the word, the heaven and earth were void and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Then he spoke again. The second time he spoke and there was light. And the Bible says, Jesus Christ is the light of the world. By the way, it is amazing that some of the critics of the Trinity, their book also recognizes and agrees that God is light. That's awesome. But today, in our lives as Christians, we must be like our Heavenly Father. Maybe the picture that you are seeing of yourself right now is not what you had drawn on your life in the beginning. Those beautiful plans have not materialized. That career has not taken off. That marriage has not happened. That business has not recorded any successes. That property has not materialized. I would encourage you to dream again. Speak again to that situation. Call those things that are not as if they were, like your Heavenly Father did. Be like your Heavenly Father. Call on our Lord Jesus Christ into that situation and drive away every darkness that is opposing your joy and successes. God wants you to be successful and happy. Remember, in the absence of light, darkness will come. In the absence of clarity, confusion will reign. In the absence of good health, sickness and disease dwell. You can use the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to change your situation. According to the book of Proverbs, it says, death and life, and the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Why don't you start right now and begin to speak again to that situation to change in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth? Finally, I would like to pray. Maybe you are struggling right now or would like to accept our Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Shall we bow our heads in prayer? Heavenly Father, I pray today in the name of my Lord Jesus Christ for my brother or my sister that is struggling at the moment. I pray that every power of darkness in their lives be removed and make way for the light of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to come in. Amen. And for those of you that would like to reconcile back to our Lord Jesus Christ, maybe you walked away. Maybe you're struggling with your righteousness and things are not the same the way you want it to be because of challenges and situation and circumstances or because of the enemy. And I would like you to reconcile back to the Heavenly Father. And for those of you that would like to be born again, please say after me. My Lord Jesus Christ, I repent of my sins and I ask you to please forgive me, wash me thoroughly with your blood and I'll be clean. I renew a right spirit within me from now on. My Lord Jesus Christ, I invite you into my life as my Lord and Savior. I confess today that you are my Lord and my deliverer. Come and dwell in me and let your light shine upon me. I confess that it is you and you alone that I will worship all the days of my life. The voice of Satan I will not follow. The only voice that I will follow is your voice, my Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray that you help me in my journey of righteousness and to fight the good fight of faith in the mighty name of my Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray. Amen. Now you are now born again. Now you are back with your Heavenly Father. You can reach me on my email address info@apfa.org.uk. One more time, info@apfa.org.uk.